Great-grandfather tells what happened. Ralph and the boys found my body up there on the hill, and even though he told Sophia that I looked peaceful and only a little burned, he wrote to Helgi, who had shipped out with the AEF early in the fall, that when they found me a couple days after the fire, they barely recognized me, just a spot of white amongst the destruction. Yes, sir. We knew that fire was out there in the west all morning. Reports of flames and smoke kept arriving by telephone, spread through the party line. And then Floodwood, then Arnold burned, then Woodland, which was us. So when the winds changed and the smoke and embers poured over the hill, Werner and the others took off through the swamp to find safety in the lower ground, with the hope that the lake breeze would keep the fire away. But I turned back to open the barn door so the horses could escape. Their frantic neighs and wide-eyed fright, oh my, that was too much for me to take. And it didn't take long before I realized my time was up. The fire jumped the barn and closed off the way downhill. So I said a prayer for the kids and Sophie. Sometimes things don't work out the way you choose. But by then, the only choice left to me was to go up the hill, to outrun the fire, which, as we found out, did not happen. Not even close.